Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. This morning's National Cabinet meeting will look at scrapping isolation rules altogether, with backing from the Tasmanian Premier. Jeremy Rockliff saying there should be a national approach, and that's atop the agenda when the Premiers meet today, with New South Wales leading the push for no more mandatory ISO. The AMA isn't a fan, though. Vice President Dr. Danielle McMullen says authorities need to explain why.
Any reduction in isolation periods or changes to the public health measures for COVID-19 should be based on health advice, and that advice should be publicised and transparent to the people of Australia so that they know how governments are making these decisions.
Borders have been closed for alleged gunman Robert George Greig to make sure he can't leave the state. It comes as the search for the 33-year-old enters its fourth day after shots were fired at two police cars at New Norfolk. Police are also searching for 30-year-old Bodie Savage, who remains on the run after escaping the Hobart Magistrates Court on Wednesday. He had just been sentenced to jail time. The state's Integrity Commission wants to see changes to the conflict of interest laws. It comes after ex-councillor from the Derwent Valley pleaded guilty to breaching the Local Government Act because of ties with a local property developer. Paul Belcher was banned from being part of council for 2 years. And an unlikely supporter of the Tassie AFL team has come out today in Robbie Williams. The English rock superstar saying he'd love to bring his tour to Tassie if a new Hobart Stadium was built as part of a deal for the 19th licence after opening this year's grand final. The Jack Jumper CEO is confident in the team ahead of their season opener this weekend. They'll open it up against Phoenix in Melbourne this Saturday. Simon Brookhouse hopes we'll kick off the season with a win.
We have got a few injuries, but so have a lot of teams at this time of year. So we're quite confident going into the game on Saturday, but it's going to be tough. Every team in this competition is tough, but hopefully we can get a win away in the first game of the year.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.